Blog Talk Radio.
They tryna turn Trenton into Baby Flint. Been times by depression on the billboards ever since. 100 years ago we was lynched. Now they use germ warfare to kill us, I'm convinced, got the evidence. I look around and it's evident. They go down to City Hall and see so much negligence. Real art is intelligent. A true artist sends messages that speak to your intelligence. They fall and die so I can do my thing. Not to get drunk and high or join no gang. I will not let none of you die in vain. For my people I bang, bang, bang.
My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. I rep for you in everything I do. I rep for you in every place I go. I rep for you in everything I do. In every place I go.
They say post-traumatic slavery disorder's fake, but I just tell them all to wake up. Everything we went through, what a weight and a rape, bruh. It's in our genetic makeup. So I am my ancestors. From block to block, let's build like it's Tetris. We must unite, link up like a necklace. They fought and died and we disrespected. So I come to correct it. The legacy they left, I protected. We only think about self and neglected. You're African, but yet you rejected.
No, my ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain.
I rep for you in everything I do. I rep for you in every place I go. I rep for you in everything I do. In every place I go.
All right, all right. Welcome back to another edition of New Freedom Exchange, a cultural expression for social dignity and community empowerment. I'm your host, Brother Dean, here welcoming you back to another edition of New Freedom Exchange on station IWDM. The station conversation with the cause. The purpose of the station is to present conversations with a cause. And we are happy to be here as our launching pad for our New Freedom Exchange Daily Digital. We are now in the month of New Africa August. This is our first Monday episode in New Africa August. And we're welcoming our station IWDM listeners to New Freedom Exchange in conjunction with New Africa August. New Africa August is a month recognizing the potential of our community development. It is hosted by We by Black. They are programming. They're having 31 days of programming and free webinars. You're welcome to sign up and register at newafricaaugust.com. As we've been sharing, recognizing the month of February as Black or African American History Month, which is a month for our history, now we are presenting another month for our future, for our community development and building a model community life that represents our best life and our best aspirations as a people. And the CEO or the president is Sharif Abdul-Malik. Also, we have been greatly appreciative to those who have been joining us on our Facebook platform. That's New Freedom Exchange. And we have had a great weekend. We had a packed house on Saturday. You all are welcome to join that platform to check out that on a 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had Sister Educator, esteemed educator, widow of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, Sister Khadija Sadiq Muhammad, and then followed up that evening celebrating his 100th episode since Ramadan. He's been going daily. That is on the shout out show, Preacher Moss, our dear brother, Preacher Moss. So those recordings are there available, and you can also subscribe and become a member of our Patreon. That's patreon.com/NFX Daily. That's patreon.com/NFX Daily. So today we're going to pick up where we left off. Right now I do have our PowerPoint, our Pioneer PowerPoint, Brother Salahuddin of the 21st Century. We do have him on the line. I think we had a little mix-up on our show startup, so we'll wait to hear from our co-host. But in the meantime, we're going to pick up from part three. This is part three of health, building healthy relationships. And then we'll go at halftime for our dear brother, Pioneer, and his PowerPoint. And then we'll close out show with the part two, second half. I know last week we addressed friendship. We completed our read up on friendship. And I think we also went into acquaintanceship. And we talked about the levels of friendship. And where does acquaintanceship, where does acquaintanceship place on that spectrum? The stranger you have acquaintanceship. So let us now continue on the fourth relationship that we are addressing. And that is marital relationship. As a brief recap for those who are first time listening to this series, we recognize that there are different types of relationship, and we primarily focus on four types of relationships: family relationships, friendships, acquaintanceships, and marital relationships. But we know the general concept of a relationship is an interpersonal, interpersonal relationship refers to the association, connection, and interaction and bond between two or more people. So the marital relationship, which they classify in the reading that we've been sharing, is they classify as romantic relationship. But we as people of faith and principle, our romance is the result of our contract and our bond to being committed to each other, building together a family, which is the foundation of society. So for the marital relationship, we want to give some nine characteristics of a healthy marital relationship. And those of us who have been married or are married, and those who are struggling with their marriage, we ask Allah God Almighty to strengthen your bonds and resolidify your commitment. So let's begin this reading of healthy marital relationship, nine 9 characteristics. We've all been around couples whose relationships seem flawless. They never argue or are able to work through conflicts as it arises with ease. There's a constant show of affection, love, and support for each other. In other words, their healthy marital relationship is straight up goals. But just because you and your significant other swap vows doesn't mean the two of you will live happily ever after. While some marriages are filled with a lifetime full of happiness, other relationships are more of a struggle, something that has to be worked on or worked at. Below are some clear characteristics of healthy and unhealthy marital relationships. Use it as a guide to determine if you and your spouse are on the right track in your relationship or whether you both need to make some modifications to find your happily ever after. So we're going to review those and inshallah connect some of this with the insight and guidance of the Quran. But one thing I did want to share, one of our dear sisters who was on with us last week, Sister Zaima, she has shared a post of what her uncle shared with her, and I wanted to quote that before we got into the dialogue. And it actually is a quote from Imam Muhammad. May Allah have mercy on him. My dear heart, when a man is interested in you, there will be no need for you to do the pursuing. It is the nature of a man to pursue. Yes, you can pursue him if you want, but in most cases, that is an obvious sign that he's really not into you. It is not in the nature for a man to sit back and let a woman do all the work. But know that this society has made them lazy. If you really want to know what a man loves, look to where he invests his time and his money. If he is not willing to invest those two things in obtaining you, then what makes you think that he would be willing to invest them in maintaining you or keeping you? My dear daughter, you really won't have to chase a good man. Be patient, he will find you. If not in this life, most assuredly in the next. And again, that's a quote attributed to Imam W.D. Muhammad. We are now gathered with our dear beloved guest. She's beyond a guest. She's our co-host, Sister Marcia. Welcome.
As-salamu alaykum. How are you?
Alaykum as-salam. I'm doing good. Just got a little fumbled around, so I thought I scheduled the show last week, obviously, after our last show, but I forgot I was in motion at that time. Never got back to scheduling it, so I just got back on it and saw that it wasn't on. So, alhamdulillah, we're here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how you feeling?
A little tired, but I'm pushing through. I'm definitely pushing through. The weekend was great. Some Eid celebrations, which were really nice, and, you know, obviously we had to improvise with how we celebrated this year, but it was nice to still be able to give gifts to the children. It was nice to still be able to do what we did with a grab-and-go breakfast at Applebee's, which was really nice as well. Yeah, and then we did a book bag giveaway outside of Applebee's once the grab-and-go was done. So it all worked out, alhamdulillah. And then it was back to work today, and I was just like, I was trying to recoup yesterday, but and I got like a nap in, but I still felt a little bit tired. So, alhamdulillah, I made it through. How about you? I know you were traveling.
Yeah, we were traveling. That's their gift. I gave them the gift of the road.
Okay.
Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, we were in Alabama over the weekend. And
nice.
Beautiful community down there. Brothers, they have a retreat called Grandma's House Home Retreat, or Grandma's Home House
okay.
Retreat. And they had their family day, and it wasn't as big as normal, of course, because of COVID. So they didn't have the animals out, and they didn't have the paddle boats, but they did have, they allowed them to ride the bikes and have food, and they ended it off with fireworks. So it was really, really nice.
Okay, really cool. Nice.
So, alhamdulillah, first time down there, actually staying down there, so that was interesting. They got some different type of heat down in the south.
That's a different type of heat.
Yeah, different type of heat altogether. You know, so. But they got some nice shade, though. I give them that too. They got some nice shade.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that balanced
is it
out.
Humid though? No. Is
it
humid?
Definitely is
humid.
It's
so.
Definitely humid.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then that's
yeah.
That's the one that makes you suffer.
Exactly, exactly. So
mm-hmm.
It'd be 80 degrees, feeling like 90 something. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I don't, and I'm the type, like, I don't prefer heat, but I don't mind it if it's not humid. But once it's humid, it's just like, all right, listen, where's the air conditioner?
Right. Yeah, and then the thing
yeah.
is they don't have a lot of, they have a lot of open roads. And so, you know, sun is beaming right on you. But it was nice.
Oh, good.
So yeah, I started our discussion a little bit. I just jumped into recapping of the relationship types we addressed, and then I shared a quote that our dear sister Zaima, who was on last week, in reference. I think that's when you had came on with the man was saying about allowing the brother to pursue you. That's an indication that he wants to invest in you, his time and his money. When he does that. So I don't know if you had any comments or remarks on that before we go into the next level.
No, I think let's go ahead and jump into the next level. I definitely felt like that comment, I definitely felt like the quote was valid, and I think we can just jump into it.
Yeah, so as I mentioned to our audience, the reading that we were reading from about the four types, they had classified the fourth type as romantic. And we shared that we evolved it to marital. So
right.
It's a lot of chopping up in this particular article. So I actually jumped it and went into the 9 characteristics of a healthy marriage. I think I sent you that article. I don't know if you checked it. I sent you that article.
I'm looking at it now. Yep.
So I just did the introduction of it, and then I was going to go into the 9 steps of healthy marital relationship, and then we can go into the unhealthy marital relationships, and then we'll bounce it off like that.
So I'll follow your lead.
Okay, excellent. So number one they have here is not only do you feel happy and safe with your spouse, you are able to have those same feelings when alone. From the jump.
Right.
From
the
jump, these are out the gate.
Right.
So these are indications of a happy, a healthy. Stop doing. Yeah, I have the children here now, and they're really testing me because they see that I'm occupied. That they're going to try to test me, and it's fine. I got something for them.
Okay.
But let's go back to our.
They do that.
Yeah.
They definitely do that, yeah. But you know that first one. I mean, like we said, out the gate, just with a heavy hitter, and so that one definitely is just like wow, like you know. And I feel like as we're gonna go through this list, right, this is sort of like the measuring stick, right? You read some of these, and then you kind of go back and you look at your situation. And you're like, do I have this? Don't I have this? Why don't I have this? Is this something that I even if you're doing, right, if you're in a situation where you're preparing for marriage, it's like, well, did I even have this on my list? I think that's what we're about to dive into. And so that first one is, you know, it's a serious one because, you know, you absolutely want to feel happy and feel safe. And I think that safety one is so important.
Right.
Because safety is, it's not just, you know, safety in the terms of, you know, I don't want to be in an abusive situation. It's also safety in terms of knowing that there's somebody to protect you, not just physically, but protect you, you know, in other realms. You know, with somebody seeing, we talked about friendship before, you know, someone being able to see you going maybe in a direction that you shouldn't be going in, to be able to pull your coat and say, you know what, that's not it. I see something coming down the road that may not be beneficial for you. And so that speaks to safety too, right? To know that you have someone who's going to consider you and have your interests at heart in relation to being in a marital situation with you. So I think that definitely was one to start off with.
Yeah, and I like really how they tied it in by saying also, you know, you're able to have those same feelings alone. You know, you feel that secure about your mate even when you're not with them, you know.
Right.
That's real key. Because I know anxiety and worry, all that stuff creeps in and you start thinking about other people's relationships and you just be all over the place.
Right. You know. And, you know, a friend of mine, we were talking about how, you know, there's some real safety just being in a marital relationship. There's certain things that you don't have to consider, worry about, stress about, all those things, being married versus not being married. And so, you know, that's just something to think about as well. And I'm not sure that we'll touch on it anywhere in this list, but there's definitely some safeties that come with even choosing to be married versus continuing to go it alone.
Right. You want to take the next one?
All right. So the next one, you motivate each other to live life to the fullest, to pursue your dreams, and are able to work together toward common goals.
Mm.
Yeah. So I like that. I like the motivating each other to live life to the fullest. Just because, you know, we all come from, it's not a guarantee that the spouse that you wind up with has the same background as you. And so depending on what your experiences are, you may or may not be as much of a go-getter as the other. And just to know that somebody has your back to always be pushing you towards what's best and what and towards your greatness, I think that's awesome. I don't talk to a bunch of people about relationships, but I would think that there's a lot of people out there who are looking for this aspect of a relationship to be present for them.
Right, and then like how the second half, you know, about to pursue your dreams and are able to work together toward common goals, and like realizing it, you know, hopefully not, I mean, somewhat late, but I mean, the reality is, though you are a couple, you also are still an individual, and you might have dreams and aspirations, and to support each other in that, and then having common goals. And I think that's real key to keeping it healthy.
Right. So let me ask you this question before we go to the next one. What do you think about linking or connecting with someone or choosing to marry someone who doesn't have commonality with you? And maybe the question even seems weird because it's kind of like, well, how did you connect with the person in the first place? But I think we all have heard a story a time or two in our experiences where people discover that they don't have as much in common as they thought they did.
Right. And I guess, so that's the thing. So, like, if you wanted to be sustainable, you know, you have to support the other person in what they have. I mean, as long as it doesn't contradict, you know, the marital relationship, you know.
Right.
You would have to just, not necessarily yield, but you should be a supporting arm, you know.
Right. Okay.
All right, next up, we'll probably get one or two more in before we bring in. We do have our pioneer on the line, so we'll bring him in too. So you accept each other for who you are, there aren't any expectations that the other will or needs to change.
Oh,
and that's key because
wow.
they said expectations could be one of the biggest, you know, disasters.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
in a relationship.
Yes, yes.
Because,
yeah. I think that's like something that we say to make it sound cute, but we all kind of have certain expectations, and that's where things sort of hit the fan and go wrong, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, but I thought you was, and I had this whole plan in my mind that you were, and this was supposed to happen, and that was supposed to happen, and the other person looking at you like, well, wait a minute, did you share with me?
Right.
And we have this discussion, and I think we just naturally do that, right? So we create these sort of fantasies in our minds about what things will be like, and I think you just have to train yourself to be less inclined to do that and more open to having discussion and asking questions and seeing where you are at the moment. I think it was Imam Fahim Shway who I was listening to. I was even at an event where he talked about, you know, having those moments where you check in with yourself to figure out, okay, we're at year three, how we doing?
Right.
And it doesn't have to be at an anniversary or anything like that, but like we're at this moment, how are we doing? Let's just check in. Do we want to keep it going? Do we want to, you know, what do we want to do? That type of thing. And I, you know, that just stuck out to me because I do think it's important to check in with your spouse just to see where you are, just to make sure that you're not expecting something that really isn't. And that you're aware of the things that are so that you always remain on the same page, you know. You just don't sort of make the decision to marry, you know, in 2000 and then not check in again. And it's 2020 and we're looking at each other like, hey, you still here? Yeah, you still here? That kind of thing. So I like the whole checking in just to see where each other is, because then I think that kind of limits the having the expectations that aren't realistic, because we do that as people, you know. We want to put our thing on the other person.
No, that's true. As you're saying that, I brought up two quotes. I'm going to say these two quotes, and then we'll bring in our pioneer. One of them is, two things can destroy any relationship. One, unrealistic expectations. And two, poor communication.
Yeah.
And then they have one here that says, problem is just a distance between expectation and reality. So either expect less and accept the reality, or expect a lot and be brave enough to turn it into reality.
Ooh.
So you're definitely
like
right
that
about
one.
That checking in piece.
Yeah.
You know.
Because
if you check it in, you're going to be able to check. You're going to be able to know that and be able to adjust to make it, like you said, you know, a reality and not just leaving people hanging. You know what I mean?
Right. And that you use a key word, and that's to adjust, right? You know, if you're traveling somewhere and you come to a point where the road is blocked, you got to turn off, right? You can't keep going straight into that roadblock. You got to turn off and do something different. But if you're never discussing or you're never checking in, then you just kind of wind up wherever. And then you get to that roadblock and you get stuck, you know. But once you're at the point to ask the questions and have the conversation, you get to then choose which road to go down or how, you know, or choose how to adjust to make everything work.
Right. I think we just found another show topic for next week. I'm finding a whole bunch of resources on this concept of expectations versus reality. And
that's
it goes across not just relationships, but not just relationships that we're addressing individually, but also societal relationships. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's a group of people that are expecting freedom, justice, equality. But what's the reality of that? And how is those who we're expecting it from treating us and receiving that, you know. So yeah, that might be the next part series.
And it might not even be on the people that we're expecting it from. It may not even be a part of their agenda. So
exactly.
Our expectation could be so unrealistic because we're asking something of someone who's just like, yeah, I'm not offering that.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Up, oh, there you have it. Expectations versus reality starting next week. part one next week, inshallah, because we should be finishing up building healthy relationships. And we're on marital relationships. This is Station IWDM. This is your show, New Freedom Exchange, a cultural expression for social dignity and community empowerment. I'm your co-host, Brother Dean, joined with my co-host,
Marsha. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
And we are live here on New Africa August with our New Freedom Exchange Daily Digital Series. You can join any of our playbacks this month and beyond on the patreon.com/NFX Daily. That's Patreon, patreon.com/NFX Daily, and you could subscribe at whatever level you would like to be membership access. The different memberships, you get different access, or just join us. We do have some content, public content, free content as well. We're now at this time, to receive our dear pioneer with his pioneer point. Welcome, Salahuddin of the 21st century.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
It's good to hear you, Sister Marsha. I will have that envelope in the mail tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to certify it. We had a mix-up on the address, but I'm more than sure Mujahideen and myself got it straight. This is touching back on last week, too. The first thing that you have to have in a relationship is friendship. You must have it. You know, have you ever seen a couple together and they didn't seem like they had a marriage, but they didn't seem like they were friends?
Yes,
okay.
And
it shows. It shows how deeply they have looked into each other before they took that step. Okay, I'm going to touch because I had a little on my other box that I want to play for you. It's Gil Scott-Heron. This man was a heroin person, but he had an insight and he communicated it better than anybody that I had heard before. Like, his most famous statement was, "The next revolution will not be televised." But the reality touch on things that just incited your basic common sense. Okay, word warfare. That's what I really, really wanted to get on. Most of us don't really realize how much of a war of words that we're really in. We have a person in a very high place. He's telling you, he's saying that he's doing everything to deal with this epidemic. You never see him wear a mask, not once. I have never seen, he said he had one in his pocket one day. Around him have been affected by the coronavirus. And then he's saying that, but he ain't, you know. It doesn't truly make sense to me. Okay, the point that I'm truly trying to make is statements like you hear people say, this has a lifetime guarantee. Well, what is life? Do you know what life is? Tell me, Marsh. Do you know? Mujahideen, do you know what life is? The amount of time. Two different statements that dictate what life is. Okay. Legally, life is only 7 years. Okay. If the judge gives you natural life, that means from now until you pass away. But you see how they're working with words, and young people aren't really receptive to what's truly being said. The best way to keep the relationship that you're trying to keep together is pray. And if you pray and you're opening your heart to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will guide you. And He will guide you truly together. And you have to be careful that, you know, what you put your value, where you put your values, because if it's on money, you will never be together. Your hearts have to be together. Okay. Since I'm working on a limited amount of time, I really want to play this. Okay.
First thing I want to say is, mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 34% voted for somebody else. Oh, yeah, I remember. In this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan.
Okay, I don't want to take up too much time, but you can get that on YouTube, Gil Scott Heron, and it's very interesting if you just realize how long ago it was that he actually spoke those words and how much it's a reality today. Okay, back to the friendships. If you and your friend, your best friend, are hitting that rug and your hearts, and you open your hearts to each other, you will have the friendship that you're seeking. But I have great doubts about how many people truly, truly, truly submit their hearts and their souls to Allah. It's just a reality because it's part of growing up. So that's the PowerPoint for today. I want to sign off. Say assalamu alaikum and go in the way of Allah. Takbir. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Allahu Akbar.
Mu'in. Alhamdulillah. Okay, that will be in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Will you get it at your school?
Yeah, I was going to go to the master, which is where the school
okay.
is. So I'll make it my business to go pick it up, inshallah.
Yeah, I put to attention of Marcia M. Oh, and having alike interests are very great also. We have a Muhammad Ali amongst us, and most people don't even really recognize it. Her name is Simone Biles. This little lady, she's broke every record that gymnastics could, and she's a very classy little lady, and she's a Christian. You know, the truth is where you see it. And she's done everything that Muhammad Ali even dreamt. You know, they said he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. But she's not as outspoken as he was. But and if you see her, she don't get caught into traps. They also have another young lady named Ibtihaj Muhammad. She's a Olympic fencing champion. Over men and
Jersey.
Women, you can. Huh? Have you heard of her?
She's from New Jersey. Yeah, she's from Maplewood, which is probably about 20 minutes from here, 20-25 minutes from here.
Yeah, well, she's dynamite too because she takes on men and women. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Going away, Allah. God bless you.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Wa alaikum as-salam. Thank you again. That was Salahuddin of the 21st century sharing his pioneer PowerPoint. Gil Scott Heron. Check him out on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. So jumping
right
back
so
in.
Am I up for the next one?
Yeah, you're up.
Okay. So our next one is it marital problems? Am I on the right one? No. I skipped. Sorry. Nope. I skipped. Sorry. I had moved the page down. Okay. No. We are on. You both feel secure in expressing your opinion. You know your spouse will listen and take into consideration your feelings on issues that arise. I like that one. I definitely like that one. I can remember a time of two where I've felt imbalanced in relationship before and just feeling like maybe my side of things didn't weigh as much as the other person's side of things did. And so that's never a comfortable feeling. So to know that you're in a marital relationship and even a friendship for that matter, because as Brother Salah Hussein 2.0 just shared with us, of the 21st century. I always keep saying 2.0. I don't know why I want to say that.
That's nice too. That's,
but
I've
said it like more than once. I just keep wanting to say that. Yeah, but as he said, you know, it starts as a friendship. But just to know that in any relationships you have, that you're able to be heard and you're able to express, and the other person is as well, and you're able to sort of come through those difficult moments where you are maybe bumping up against something where you're not on the same page, or you're not of the same opinion about something, but you're still able to come through it and respect mm-hmm. each other's stance. I think that's real beautiful. That's sort of like a dance that you that you do with an individual. And to feel, I think that also goes back to the whole safety piece that we talked about, to feel safe and knowing that you can have that exchange with somebody, that you can sort of do that dance with someone where you maneuver through and, you know, maybe get through, like I said, that rough patch of not being of the same opinion, but still being able to come out on the other end with both parties intact and everybody feeling whole. That's like, it's like an art almost.
Yeah, no, I like how you did that. I like how you did that. And I think that actually ties in. Yeah, that ties in with the second part of the statement where it says, well, how I took it, it says consideration, take into consideration the feelings or issues that arise. I actually translated it to when it arises. You know, because
right.
it's gonna arise. Yeah. So
it's
just knock
gonna,
it out,
yeah.
knock it out when it happens is better than delaying it. You know,
right.
Even though some people delay it because they don't want the intensity.
Sure.
The intensity.
It's uncomfortable
yeah.
sometimes, and right. I think that plays into some people's personality too, right? You if you're the type of person who avoids conflict, then or you don't like it and it makes you feel uncomfortable, then you, as much as possible, you're going to try not to have those encounters. The danger in doing that is that it doesn't go away. It just manifests itself somewhere else and maybe yep. with more intensity. And it's like, well, if you had dealt with it when it was a little less intense, you could have managed it just a little bit better and with a little less stress than having it to sort of build up like that snowball sort of running down the hill.
Right. Excellent, excellent. Okay, next up. Your relationship with each other is your main priority. If someone comes up that will cause stress in the relationship, you always defer to what is best for the relationship. You know, so this is tying into the previous one, you know, checking in on the feelings, being aware, mm-hmm. listening, because then you keep that main priority in the forefront.
Right. Yeah. I like this list thus far. You just shared it with me, so it's my first time seeing it, but I like it because as I started, when we first started the show, you know, I talked about this possibly being like a measuring stick that you kind of go back and you say, well, you know, is this the kind of relationship I have? Is this the kind of thing I'm looking for in a relationship? Am I this person in the relationship? I think that's really, really key when we're looking at sort of these barometers or measuring sticks for what it is we want. It's important to look at yourself and say, am I this person in relationship? Because a lot of times when we look at stuff like this, right, we're looking for the other person to provide us with whatever it is, whatever you find on the list. It's like, well, you know, is he giving this to me? Or and from a male perspective, is she giving this to me? But it's like, well, you also have to step back and say, am I able to be this person in a relationship? And it's not a good or bad if you're not. It's more like I have a place where I need to grow. Right. And if you look at it from that perspective, I think we would have a lot more healthy relationships. I just think we get a little uncomfortable when it feels like somebody's blaming you for not having something. And it's okay. You find out you don't have it, you work to get it if that's what's needed for the relationship.
Right.
All right. So I don't know how I still wound up with the marital problem, but I skipped to that before because I was just scrolling down the page and I still wound up having to read that one. Oh, hold on. I clicked out of the screen, so let me get back to it. Okay. So marital problems and conflicts do not cause you to feel insecure. Your spouse can become upset with you without you taking on the attitude that you are no longer loved. You fully understand that conflict is a part of any healthy marital relationship. That, yeah. Woo, that's another heavy one. And so my immediate response to this one is that I feel like that response of feeling insecure because you are in conflict with your spouse starts way before you ever got with your spouse. I feel like that's an extension of some previous experiences that you had in life, right? That there are maybe familial relationships that stem from your childhood taught you that in these difficult moments, I am to feel secure because somebody then pulls back something away from me. And I think you just carry that kind of thing into the future if you don't go back and heal it. I definitely feel like that's something that develops way before you get into your marriage.
And I saw, you know, I think, like you said, you tried to skip it, you came back at it, you still got at it, right? And so it had a link on it, and it went to another article which actually ties in the importance of what we're talking about, because sometimes, as it states here, while many couples contend with the same issues in their marriage, think money, infidelity, intimacy, there's no single cure all for marital problems. So like they said, marital problems is inevitable. But there's ways that you could, you know, challenge yourselves individually as well as a couple to push it through. And by you gauging.
Here's another piece.
Killing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, here's another piece to that. You know, sometimes I feel like in being counseled for marriage or not even a formal counseling, but just in whatever steps you take towards preparing for your marital relationship, I feel like there's not enough conversation about the fact that there are going to be issues, right? We live in that state of bliss. Oh, I love him. Oh, I love her. This is my boo. All that kind of stuff. And I think we get so stuck in that good feeling, because it is a good feeling and you should have that good feeling. And at the same time, I feel like a little bit more should be highlighted on the fact that you're gonna come to some bumps in the road, and it may be on some issues that you never considered that you would have with this person because you have such an affinity towards the person, but that there are ways to get through it. And then, you know, obviously you can't prepare for every situation, but you could at least develop some tactics for, you know, when we get into conflict, this is what we're going to do to minimize the, you know, the adverse effects of not being on the same page, or this is how we're going to work through it. And
I think it takes maturity too.
Thing.
Yeah, it takes maturity to push through that, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you've gotta go through some of it you just can't prepare for, right? You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gotta go through some things to say, oh, okay, we have what it takes to kind of work through some of this stuff. And you also have to sort of go through some things to say, oh, wait, we ain't really managing this all too well. We need some assistance for how to work through it. Yeah.
Right. And so you want to question, they give you five questions before you call it quits, we'll just mention those five questions. We actually coming up on the hour, kind of breeze through this show pretty good. And so we might have a part four. We thought we wasn't. We might have a part four. We just still have some more material to cover. But they ask you first, Celie, are you sure you want to divorce? Are you sure you want to call it quits? Second question, have you sought the opinion of a qualified third party? What changes, number three, what changes have you made to help improve the relationship? Have you made your concerns and feelings heard? And lastly, have you tried spending some time apart? So these are just five questions that they recommend that you ask yourselves and your spouse before you, as you said, once you get out of that, you know, once marital problems come, you know, don't just check out and say, that's it. I told you this before and I didn't want this and that's it. And you did it. And it just, you know, abort it. You know, hold fast, you know, and push through. But of course, when it reaches its extent, I mean, that's everything has a timeline. Nothing does not have a timeline except Allah. So don't feel bad about it in the sense that, you know, you stay in that mode of despair and dissatisfaction where you're not able to bounce back and look at the reality, right? Even though you didn't meet the expectations and your expectations weren't met, nonetheless, you're still alive. You still have opportunity to, you know, have it in another relationship. You know,
Right. And I think as long as you do the work, you find that place of peace with the situation. Right. You find it. But it only comes with knowing that you, I forgot which movie this even came from. I feel like it was like the Love Jones or something, but like exhausted, you exhausted every possibility. You exhausted the possibilities for making it work and be beautiful and all those other things. And, you know, like you said, things have time frames to them. But I think as long as you're comfortable with the fact that you've done all that you could do to maintain it, then you definitely find that place of peace with, you know, we are here and it's okay.
Right. Well, let's finish out these last three. Let's do a little overtime, finish these last three. And then if we decide, if you like, we could do a part four about unhealthy marriage relationships, even though this whole series has been about building healthy relationships. So really we could end it at this mark, if we so choose.
Sure.
We'll see. If you are asked about your relationship, the majority of what you have to say about it is positive. You are able to communicate in an open and honest way with each other. You always feel loving, kind, and giving towards your spouse.
So I like the second of that three that you just gave. I mean, I like them all, but that one just stands out for me because you're able to communicate in an open and honest way with each other. And I don't think this is even just relegated to marital relationships. It's relationships in general. I think that just speaks to being able to be authentic and being comfortable in your authenticity and not feeling that because the other person may or may not respond positively to whatever point it is you're making or whatever, you know, opinion that you have, that you're still able to put that thing out there. I think that's so important because you just never want to be living at less than who you are or sort of putting out your flame for the sake of, I don't want to step on these eggshells. So I definitely think that's key. Personally, I have had experiences like that where I just felt like I had to, like, walk on eggshells with a person. And I came to a point where it was like, I never want to live like that again. Like, so I'm okay with me being as authentic as possible, whether you accept it or not. And it takes time and it's a process. And
to come to that expression, do you share that or do you just take that disposition before you call it what it is? Like,
ask the question again. Like, wait, what do you mean when you say, do I share that?
Right. So, like, what you just said was a straightforward, emphatic statement that if a person, a brother or sister, don't understand that, then they should just call it quits. Or do you take that disposition internally? Is that something in your experience?
No.
That's definitely
something that, for me, I express.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Okay.
I express, because I think that part of doing that internal thing that you just briefly described, it, you're still sort of in that state of not being as authentic as you can possibly be. Because I think it's important for you to articulate to the other person where you're coming from with your expression, where you're coming from with your response, and then, you know, you move from there. But you absolutely have to communicate to whomever it is that, you know, that's where you come from and that's where you stand.
Do you give warnings before you, or is it, you know, because this is something I'll be struggling with, man. I'll be struggling with the reading the mind thing and taking in what someone is saying that they told you while I was telling you. Well, yeah, you were telling me, but I wasn't receiving it like that. But when you give it emphatic like that, okay, I receive that.
Right. But that's exactly why that is important. That's exactly the reason why it's important to express for what you just said. You know, no one's a mind reader. And on top of that, when you give it to me straight, it's really hard for me not to get it. Unless I just don't want to get it.
You sisters are mind readers, okay? Y'all sisters are mind readers.
We got a little Miss Cleo in us.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of it, you know. See, that's why you're laughing so hard. It's reality. I accept it. It's good. Allah bless y'all with that, you know. I give y'all. Yeah. Gotta
you got
respect
little,
it.
Call me now, that little Miss Cleo.
So, I think
everything I'm saying is like it comes with maturity. I wasn't the things that I'm saying to you now, I couldn't say to you when I was 20, or
okay.
I couldn't even say to you when I was 30.
Right.
You know? So, it comes with maturity, because you get to a place where you're just like, I want to live and be myself fully, and you know, through time, you're just like, every stage you go through, you're just like, I'm getting closer and closer to that. So I think it comes with maturity.
Excellent. Well, that's a great way to end the show. A little laughter, a little pain, a little joy. way to pull it all together. We thank you all, for those who are listening in and who will listen. For listening and sharing. If you like it, share, subscribe. We have our YouTube channel, New Freedom Exchange, Instagram, New Freedom Exchange, also Facebook, New Freedom Exchange, and we're welcome and thankful to be welcomed here on Station IWDM, Blog Talk Radio, New Freedom Exchange show. We've just been doing the last three episodes on building healthy relationships. We covered friendship, family, acquaintanceship, and we just finished up healthy marital relationships. We will probably do some other shows around this. We have our new platform, patreon.com/NFX Daily. So on there, we probably give a little more content. All these links that we've been reading from, we'll post that on there as well. So make sure you check that out and subscribe there. We also put a special link in this episode. So if you look it up online, they're actually having a webinar called befunbekind.com/listing/ the art of giving to build better relationships. I'm going to say it again. befunbekind.com/listing/ the art of giving to build better relationships. That's actually this Wednesday, so check that out. It's a free registration. It's on Eventbrite. It's this Wednesday, August 5th, from 5:30 to 6:30, and that's Central Standard Time, so all my Eastern Standard Time. that'll be 6:30 to 7:30, God willing. So that's on the episode. So if you want to listen to the replay, you go to blogtalkradio.com and put in station IWDM or put in New Freedom Exchange, and you'll hear us. Until next time, I'm your co-host, Brother Dean, and I'm here with Sister Marcia. Peace.
Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. All right. The Khalifa. Don't call me a god, it's something that I abhor. Giving me a name I didn't get from my lord. Making false claims are certain to be ignored. Try staying in your lane, it's something you should do more. I'm a human being and that's an honor in itself. Got to get from someone else and got to live from borrow wealth. Let's be clear, no more confusion. My title is Khalifa, I'm a leader, no illusions, fully human, yeah. Everything here is for me. The honor that I hold is a power God bestowed. My high ranking is specifically and surely. I stay thinking, you won't catch me acting poorly. I stay blinking, I can see the goal before me. Souls unshrinking, God is greater than you or me. Since the start of this creation, the creator was my papa. Must do the thing that I offer. So lot is air, so I gotta breathe with the shudder to proceed with the mud. And as long as I'm breathing, I will tell you there is no other. I am not a god, we are not in the place. The devil thought he handsome, but Khalifa on my face. This is an anthem for the Nas in the place. The devil think he winning, but Khalifa wins the race, yeah. Khalifa, 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 Khalifa.
You have to have faith in God. That means you and everything. And He has determined for you, in your design that He gave you, a great future. You can produce and produce much more than you can imagine right now. Yes. So you have to have faith in your Maker. Have faith in your God. And never think yourself big enough, wise enough, great enough to judge God.
That's right.
To tell us what God is. No one can tell anybody what God is without God revealing Himself. God has to tell us Himself what He is. And we know no more than what He tells us about Himself. He is unreachable. Unless He wants to be reached.
Yeah.